Pastor Sutton, this church family, and my mind went back to Brazil as I began to feel the presence of the Lord, and a scripture came to my mind that says, where there's two or three gathered together in His name, He's going to be in the midst. So it doesn't matter if it's in Brazil or if it's in Birmingham, Alabama. The Bible said where there's two or three gathered together, in His name, He's going to be in the midst. And I have noticed that there's more than two and there's more than three that have come to worship God in this service. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I have come with a mind made up that I am going to touch the hem of His garment tonight. I have come to receive my miracle. Do you need something from the Lord? Raise your hand and shout hallelujah as loud as you can shout it. Praise God. Amen. It is an honor and a privilege to be here tonight. And I want to say thank you for you, Pastor, for letting us come and share a little bit what God is doing in the country of Brazil. Happy to have my wife. And since peak, we have already flown back to Brazil and we had a conference in Brazil. And we will be a week tomorrow that we flew back to the States. And just having a great move of the Holy Ghost in Brazil. Amen. Amen. I would like to read just a few scriptures in the book of Acts. Since this is my first time to be here, I would like to just let this church be acquainted with the work of God in Brazil. In the book of Acts chapter 4, very known scripture, but I feel in the Holy Ghost to read these scriptures. That says in verse number 7, and when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to this man, by what means he is made whole, be it known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who you crucified, who God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set enough of your builders, which has become the head of the corner. Verse number 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name, how many believe that? Under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved. Can you shout that name as loud as you can shout tonight? Jesus. And verse number 13 says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they have been with Jesus. Hallelujah. Would you put your Bibles on your pew right now? I'm going to ask you to do like we teach our Brazilian church. If you can raise both hands in the air, making a funnel for the Holy Ghost to come upon you. Let's everybody take a few seconds to pray as loud as you can pray to Jesus. God. Do anything without you. Come on, proud warriors. Would you pray? Would you help me pray as loud as you can pray? In the name of Jesus, let your power, God, let your anointing flow in this building. Bind every spirit, bind every hidden spirit from hell in the name of Jesus. And loose your anointing, loose your power, loose healings, loose miracles in this house, God. You're able to fill somebody with the Holy Ghost. You're able to deliver. You're able to set somebody free. You're able to heal in the name of Jesus. Come on, prayer warriors, let's clap our hands. While we're clapping our hands, let's shout the name of Jesus about three or four times as loud as you can shout. Jesus! Come on, somebody shout Jesus! 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 Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Now, for you that don't know me, I have come from the country of Brazil. I am a second-generation missionary, and my parents, my daddy is from Chile. They were raised Church of God missionaries, and they went to Brazil, received the revelation of the oneness, were baptized in Jesus' name. My mother is from America. She grew up in Little Rock, Arkansas. She's out of Brother Holmes' church in Little Rock. And so mom comes from an English-speaking country. Daddy comes from a Spanish-speaking country. And I was born in a Portuguese-speaking country. But we all speak in tongues. God has filled us with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord has been so good to us. And tonight I want to title this missionary speech, however you feel like calling tonight, on this simple subject: there is still power in the name of Jesus. How many believe there is still power in the name of Jesus? Raise your hand and shout as loud as you can shout, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Brazil is the largest Catholic country in the world. 80% of our population declare to be Catholics. But the same 80%, 60% of them are devil worshipers. We are also the largest devil worshiping country in the world. They are not ashamed to worship the devil. If you would walk by a devil worshiping church, they literally have church buildings, devil worshiping organizations in Brazil. They have their own names. And in the state of Bahia, there's over 40,000 devil worshiping churches. In the state of Rio de Janeiro is a very famous city in Brazil. There's Rio de Janeiro City, Rio de Janeiro State. There's over 80,000 devil worshiping churches in the state of Rio de Janeiro. I have been to their services. I have been to their camp meetings. I have been to their special things to take pictures, to bring, to show the United States Church and for our slide presentation. I remember not very long ago going to the beach, and every December the 9th they worship a goddess that they call the Imanjá goddess, and is the goddess of the sea, and they burn all kinds of sacrifice, and they put candles and perfume and expensive cologne and all kinds of gifts, and they put in little boats and they send out to the ocean to please the goddess. And I watch as little children about 8 years old, 7 years old, as they worship the devil, and they were worshiping the devil. And if you would walk by a devil worshiping church, you think they're apostolic, because they shout, they clap their hands, they sing, they run the aisles, they beat the drums, but they're worshiping the devil. They worship the devil just as sincere as what we worship Jesus here tonight. And I watched them as they were worshiping the devil, and they would get devil possessed, and those little kids, they were start crawling and falling on the floor and crawling like a snake, and their body gets all deformed, and they were, you know, screaming in pain. We've got to understand, Church of God, that we're fighting against a spiritual force, and the devil has power. But the Bible said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And if God is on our side, hello, somebody shout hallelujah. If God is on our side, who can be against us? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm talking about the power of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And They worship, and that's the reason I made up my mind. And I can tell this is a worshiping church. You can tell, you know, when it's a worshiping church. And I could tell this is a worshiping church. And that's the reason I made up my mind. When I go to church, I'm going to worship God as much as I can. I'm not going to let a devil worshiper out-worship me. I'm not going to let an out-of-God worshiper out-worship me.
If they can jump for the devil, I'm going to jump for Jesus. If they can shout for the devil, I'm going to shout for Jesus. If they can run the aisles for the devil, I'm going to run for Jesus. This is an apostolic Pentecostal one God hallelujah church tonight. And God wants to move in the midst of our worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Born in the country of Brazil, when I was 4, God filled me with the Holy Ghost. When I was 5, I see a lot of young people, so I want to try to help some young people here tonight. And at our church, if you're under 100 years old, you belong to the youth group. Amen. And I was 5, I was baptized in Jesus' name. When I was 8, the Lord called me to preach. When I was 14, I went to my parents. The Lord spoke to me to go to Campinas and start an apostolic church. So I went to them, elder, and I told them what God spoke to me. My mother and daddy, they laughed. I thought they were happy. But they thought it was funny, a 14-year-old boy wanting to start an apostolic church. So they said, okay. We'll give you, they gave me an old building. It was an old house that they used to use for a Bible school. They said, if God told you to start a church there, he's going to be with you. So I would walk to the bus stop, and I would take a bus, 40-minute ride, get to another bus stop, and walk another about 15 minutes and get to the place where they gave me this building. There was only 3 people that could attend the church. And a very young church, one brother, he was 91 years old, and 2 sisters, they were 76 years old. That's the reason in our church, if you're under 100 years old, you belong to the youth group. That was my first members. Amen. And I only had a little table that I used for my pulpit, and it was just a small room. We didn't have instruments. The only instruments that we had was an old accordion, and I could only play in the key of C on this side, and on the other side, I just pushed the buttons to make noise. But you know what? When Jesus is with you, now, Campinas is a very large city, 1.2 million people. With all the neighboring cities, is about 3 million people. And we do have the bad part of town, and that area was the bad part of town. Prostitution is legal in Brazil. It's a job, considered a job. So there were females and males selling their bodies right in front of our church, and prostitution, drugs, and drug dealers. And many times I had to call the police because there were dead bodies in front of our area. And a lot of people told me, said, you never build a one God apostolic Pentecostal church in this area because this is a very, very bad area. I said, you're right, I'll never build one, but my God will. Because there is power in the name of Jesus. And God began to move. The first year we baptized 8. The second year we baptized 15. And the church began to grow. And we began to break walls. And God enlarged our little sanctuary. And the Lord just began to move. And almost 20 years ago, the Lord spoke to me. I was by myself in the church praying. And I made a statement to God. I said, God, would you send the Book of Acts revival to our city? And I'm not a preacher that I can tell you that God speaks to me every week, but God spoke to me that day, and the Lord said, son, if you teach my people 3 things, I'm going to send the Book of Acts revival to the city of Campinas. He said, number 1, teach them to pray. There's power in prayer. Now, I'm not talking about just 20 minutes before church, but having a life of prayer. You can be washing dishes praying, sisters. You can be driving the car praying, hallelujah. And number 2, the Lord said, teach my church to worship. There's power in worship. So in our church in Brazil, we have a little rule. If one run the aisles, we're going to have at least 6 more to run the aisles with that person. There is power in worship. Maybe you say, well, I don't believe in worshiping God in the flesh. Well, I do. We need a start in the flesh to get in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number three, the Lord said, preach holiness. Well, I thought everybody wanted revival, elder. So I told the church this following Sunday. We were running about 80 people at the time. And guess what? We had a church split. 40 people left me. The following day, I went to God again in prayer. And I said, God, what kind of revival you promised me? I only told the church what you told me. And the Lord spoke to me again, said, this is my church. This is my people. And I'm going to send revival my way. Just preach prayer, worship, and holiness. Hallelujah. From that day on, revival has exploded in our church in Brazil. God has blessed us, and please, I say it very humble to hear today. From that little church, God has blessed us, and we have started 23 daughter works from that church. God has blessed us in a mighty way. Through the years, we have purchased land, several houses around our old church, and we built the new church. And 4 years ago, I was preaching in California for Brother Miles Young, Bishop Wilson, and the Holy Ghost spoke to me, said it's time to enlarge the church. I went back to Brazil. I told the church, I said, the Lord said for us to enlarge the church. We were so crowded in there, and I told the sister that took care of the money, I said, how much money we have? She said, we have 38 reals in the bank account. That's about, at the time, about $17. I said, that's good enough for my God, because there's power in the name of Jesus. We started building. God has blessed us. We just dedicated the new wing that seats another 300 people. With the whole sanctuary, we could put about 1,000 people there. God has blessed us. Hallelujah. God has filled people with the Holy Ghost. And revival has exploded in our church. Last Sunday night ago, tonight, the church was full. The balcony was full. The new wing was full. Baptizing people every week in the name of Jesus. Jesus. You know why? Because there's power in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody praise him. Somebody praise him. You need a miracle, begin to praise the name of Jesus. Come on, we can do better. We can do better. We can do better. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice as loud as you can. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody in the middle section, pray. Somebody on the right section. Somebody on the left side. Somebody on the balcony. Come on, the Holy Ghost is moving right now. The Holy Ghost is moving right now. He wants to heal. He wants to deliver. He wants to fill somebody with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 One of our daughter works in the city called Hortolândia. And we're going to pray in a few minutes. God's going to heal people in this house. I feel a healing power in this building tonight. I was diagnosed of having stomach cancer, and I was literally dying. I was sent home a few years to die. Lost over 60 pounds, vomiting blood, could not eat in good food in 6 months. But I had a visitation of an angel one night in my bedroom, and the angel of the Lord touched my hand. I was in the floor, I was so weak, I was praying. And when the angel of God touched my hand, I felt fire that began to burn. It went down to my chest, and it went down to my stomach where the cancer was. And oh, I was in so much pain. I felt like knives was cutting my stomach, and I passed out in pain. When I came back, my mother was shaking me, and my brothers and sisters thought that I was dying. And when mom looked at me, she said, son, you had a visitation from Jesus. I said, yes, ma'am. God sent an angel, and the angel to touch me. There's power in the name of Jesus. And I am healed. I went to the kitchen. I ate fried chicken, french fries, and Coca-Cola. And I have never had a problem again. I know that he is a healer. I can feel the power of the Holy Ghost in this place. The same Jesus, the same power, the same angel is walking in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Starting hallelujah. I feel healing power right now in this place. It doesn't matter what the doctor says. It doesn't matter what kind of report you've got, you receive from the doctor. If it's cancer, if it's tumor, whatever it is, if it's sugar, diabetes, there is a Jesus in this house. There is a power in this place that can heal any kind of disease. It can make any tumor disappear. It can heal any arthritis. It can heal sugar, diabetes. It can deliver from cigarettes. It can deliver from alcohol. It can change your life forever, because there's still power in the name of Jesus. Oh, shout the name of Jesus as loud as you can shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is it okay, Elder? I need some folding chairs. Holy Ghost was going to move here. Do y'all have any folding chairs? Bring them as quick as you can and put them in the front. God's going to heal people. There's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Preaching at a little daughter work that we just dedicated in an area called Matone. And this area is full of Catholic people and devil worshipers. And we were the first Pentecostal church in that area. I remember as we were singing, we didn't have no instruments. We didn't have no sound. All we had was our voice, our hands, and our feet. And we were worshiping God. And we were singing an old song that says, at the cross, where I first saw the light. And we began to sing that song. And the Holy Ghost was moving. And people was feeling the presence of God. And all of a sudden, I begin to hear people outside the building screaming and shouting. And y'all just keep, just start putting those chairs, if y'all don't mind, facing the platform, facing the platform. And we were worshiping God. And they begin to scream. And all these people around the building in front of the church. And they begin to throw rocks at the building. And they begin to throw pieces of bricks and begin to break the glass of the windows, and they were screaming, "We don't want the Pentecostal church in this area." Well, there's power in the name of Jesus. So what I did, I got everybody together. I said, oh, come on. There was about 25, 30 people there that night. I told the children and the older people, I said, y'all get in the middle. And us younger folks, we're going to hold hands around you all. And y'all just kneel down. And we're going to pray. And God is going to protect us. Hallelujah. And we begin to pray as they were throwing rocks and breaking the glasses of the windows and the doors and screaming. And throwing rocks at the roof, and it was very, very bad. In about 10 minutes, prayer meeting, the Holy Ghost fell, and we was having a great move of God. All of a sudden, the stone stopped, and the rock stopped, and the screaming stopped, and everything stopped. And then I told the sisters, I said, let's get the broom, let's clean the floor. I said, God has given us victory. walked outside, there was nobody there. The sisters cleaned the floor. We shouted a little bit more. We prayed a little bit more. We danced a little bit more. We run the aisles a little bit more. We didn't know what had happened, but we knew something in the supernatural had taken place. There's power in the name of Jesus. And we begin to pray again and worship the Lord. The next morning, one of the brothers went to the open market in the village to buy groceries and buy meat. And as he was buying groceries, a guy came behind him and touched his shoulder and said, "Sir, are you one of those Pentecostal men from that church that was dedicated last night?" He said, "Yes, sir, I am." He said, I have a question." He said, "I was born and raised in this village." He said, I know almost everybody here. I was one of them that was stoning the church. We wanted to make y'all leave and run away, and then we were going to burn the church down." He said, "But when you all begin to pray and y'all begin to call upon the name of Jesus," he said, "I want to know who are those soldier guys, soldier men in army clothes begin to come from behind the church, and they begin to walk from both sides of the church, and they made us leave the area." The brother says, "Sir, we don't have no soldiers. We don't have no army men." He said, "But yes, we got a promise in the book of Psalms that the angels of the Lord encamping around those that fears him." He says, "Sure, it was no natural soldier, but it was the angels of God that came down to protect us." There is power in the name of Jesus. You need a miracle? Run and find you a chair and sit in one of these chairs here. I'm a missionary. I don't believe in begging people to come to an altar, but the Holy Ghost is going to heal people in this house. If you need the Holy Ghost, run and find you a chair. You need deliverance, run and find you a chair. You need a miracle for your home, run and find you a chair. You need a miracle for your marriage, run and find you a chair. You have a child that's going to hell, run and find you a chair. If it filled it up, sit in the front pews or sit in the altars. The Holy Ghost is going to move like hallelujah in a mighty way in this place. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Just a few services ago in our church in Campinas, we did what I'm feeling to do right now. And a sister in our church, her son was diagnosed of having leukemia, and the doctor sent him home to die last stage of leukemia. Sister Hosanna ran, sit in a chair. We prayed. She took a little hanky to her house and she rubbed that hanky on her Tiago's body and she cursed that leukemia in the name of Jesus. I told her, I said, "Hosanna, you cursed that cancer in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is authority in the name of Jesus. There is anointing in the name of Jesus. Devil has to run when the name of Jesus is proclaimed. The devil loses ground when the name of Jesus is proclaimed. Hell trembles when we shout the name of Jesus." A couple weeks later, she took Tiago back to the hospital, ran tests. They were there all day in the hospital. In the afternoon, the doctors walked in and said, "We don't know. We cannot explain what happened." They said, "But something has taken place. We cannot find the leukemia. Your son is healed." Oh, Oh, they're still braying chairs. Just find you a chair. The main thing for Jesus to work a miracle, you've got to have faith and you have to have a determination. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is here. Holy Ghost is going to heal people. Miracles are going to take place in this service. I feel the Holy Ghost here. Come on, prayer warriors. We're coming to the atmosphere of miracles. Well, I need a prayer warrior to pray. It's here. The power is here. The anointing is here. The presence of God is already here. All that God needs is a vessel. All that God needs is somebody that is willing to believe. Back problem, kidney problem, he caused a heart problem. Come on, somebody. Sugar diabetes, I command you to leave. Cancer tumors, growth, I command you to leave in the name of Jesus. I need somebody to pray. There's a spiritual warfare going on right now. I know this is just a simple, some stories, but the Holy Ghost is moving right now, and he's going to give testimonies for believers. Hearing problem, sight problem, kidneys, every infection in the body, I command you to go. Infection, come on, the Holy Ghost is moving. Holy Ghost is moving. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, pray. God can fill you with the Holy Ghost right now. They're still praying chairs. So find you a chair, honey. Find you a chair. God's moving right now. The angels of the Lord are walking in the building right now. The invisible citizens of heaven are walking in this place right now. They have orders from Jehovah God. They have orders from the Lord in this house. Somebody's drawing the attention of the Lord praying. Go ahead, brothers, pray as loud as y'all can pray. Come on, man, pray as loud as y'all can pray. Come on, sisters, pray as loud as y'all can pray. Come on, reach out and touch him. Come on, we've got to touch him. If I only touch the hem of his garment. Oh, I feel them. I feel the angels of God ministering in the house. Your marriage that the devil has broken. Your marriage that the devil is fighting against it. In the name of Jesus, God is going to break the shackles right now. That spirit that's been fighting with your home, that spirit that's been fighting with your family, in the name of Jesus, I curse that. Come on. Let's just turn this into a prayer meeting right now. As God is moving, as God is filling people with the Holy Ghost. I need every prayer warrior to help me right now. I need every prayer warrior to help me. Everybody that's sitting in the chair, if it's appropriate, to put your hand on your neighbor's shoulder. Let's have an old-fashioned prayer chain right now. As the ministers, as the prayer warriors, hallelujah, that your pastor said it was okay. Hallelujah, lay hands and begin to pray over them. Find somebody that don't have the Holy Ghost and pray as the Holy Ghost is falling in this house right now. Come on, we need to break a record in prayer meeting at the altar. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Receive your miracle. Come on, come on. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on. Ikorianda. Receive it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead. Go ahead. Everybody pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, church, come on, church. Come on, prayer warriors, pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Come on, we're just getting started now. We're just getting started. We're just getting drunk in the Holy Ghost. We're just getting drunk in the Holy Ghost. Come on, prayer warriors, find somebody that you can pray with them. Find somebody that you can pray with them. Find somebody that you can lay your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost. Of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Holy Ghost is here. Holy Ghost is here. He loves us. Shanda yada bahaya. He loves us. Korianda rabokos shata yada bahaya. Oh, go ahead and pray, 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 pray with somebody. Pray. Everybody, close your eyes and pray with somebody. Pray as spirits are leaving. Pray as demons are leaving. Pray as diseases are leaving to the power of the name of Jesus. Somebody press shout that name. Come on, as God is healing. As God is healing people. Come on, pray, pray, church, pray. Pray in the name of Jesus. 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 Go ahead, church. Go ahead, go ahead. We're just getting started. It's okay to get drunk in the Holy Ghost right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. Come on. Pray with one another. Pray with one another as the Holy Ghost is moving. As the Holy Ghost is moving. Ikorabo shata. Ilalaboko sandaya bahai. Ikotoraboko ya. Be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Ikorabo shandaya bahai. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ilaboko shandaya bahai. Yes, come on. It's all over the house. It's all over this place. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, in the name of Jesus, it's all over the house. It's all over this house. Come on, keep praying with somebody. Keep praying with somebody. Yeah, that's it. Pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, God's given testimonies. Oh, healing, deliverance. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, keep praying, church. Keep praying. Don't stop praying. There's still power in the name of Jesus. There's still power in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, come on. It's all over the house. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, come on. Come on, prayer warriors, pray. Come on, prayer warriors, pray. God's changing. God's changing the doctor's report for some of you. God is changing the lawyer's report for some of you tonight. Yeah, yeah, it's here. The power is here. The anointing is here. Keep praying, pray until you feel your miracle. Pray until you feel victory. Pray until you feel your healing. Pray until you feel your answer. Yes, 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 Holy Ghost. Come on, God's doing it. God's doing it. He's giving testimonies. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, receive your miracle. In Jesus' name. 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 Receive your miracle in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, come on, prayer warriors. Come on, prayer warriors, pray. Let's lift our voices and pray as the Holy Ghost is walking among us. Come on, it's here. It's happening. It's taking place. It's taking place. In the name of Jesus. 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 Do it testimony tonight, God. Do it tonight, God. The power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, it's here, it's here, it's here. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.